Inconsistent.
I was talking to my partner yesterday, and one of the things he had mentioned it, and when he started talking about it, I was like, oh man, this is a good conversation. He was like, did you ever notice that, like, we're on the cusp of modern society? I was like, yeah, we just got here. Modern societies in the past 100 years, like, everything before that was like, before colonial times was ancient times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that? You know, people were still attacking each other with swords and castles. You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden we hit this point where we got guns, and then now we're in the modern society now. You know?
But even then, they were considered the modern society. So what was the argument?
What do you mean? Oh, no, but I'm saying, like, what he means modern society means, like, technologically. Like, because, what?
Yeah, but those guys that were dealing with
I think
arrows and bows and cannons.
Yeah, but they were dealing with those for hundreds of years.
Yeah, but still, they were like, yo, remember back in the day, all they had was sticks.
1,000 years ago, probably. For us, that was recent time. We just stopped using that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Maybe the past 100 years we got gunpowder or something like that. When's the gunpowder? When did the Europeans discover gunpowder? Hey Siri, when did the Europeans discover gunpowder? They were like, actually, it wasn't them, it was China.
Gunpowder appeared in Western Europe in the mid 13th century, although its formula had been known in East Asia long before that date. This answer is from Britain.
Long.
When did they start using guns, though?
I would assume it's right after the 13th century would have been what, the 1200s?
1200s, yeah. But did they actually start using guns? This?
They didn't use guns.
This and this is not.
Not combining? Why not?
We're eating them. Sounds disgusting.
It's for the audience to motivate them to eat healthy. 2024.
Hey, Siri. When was the first gun invented?
First person shooter was formed in 1990.
That's different. Hey Siri, when was the first pistol invented?
The first were matchlocks in which a glowing fuse ignited the charge. By the end of the 16th century, wheel locks and the cheaper flintlocks were also in use. The invention of the percussion cap in 1815 enabled pistol technology to advance rapidly. And Samuel Colt's revolver of 1,000.
I was going to say at least 200 years after.
Yeah.
Because you would imagine.
I kept that page. All right.
You would imagine they started. You would imagine that they started. Like, with the material, they noticed. Somebody must have noticed that it sparked. What is that? And then they put more. And it sparked more. And they were like, wow. And what then they probably put it in the little ball or container and then lit it up. Watch what this does. Bing. And then it must have been bombs.
I was about to say, it must have happened like an accident first. People just blowing themselves up and somebody's like, I got an idea. Use it as a weapon.
Yeah, it was definitely used. It was definitely used like that.
All right, so you heard of this. There's a new game out. Okay, wait, before I even go into the game. There's rumors. There was rumors for a while that Xbox was going to stop making consoles and focus only on games, like the way Sega does it. Sega doesn't make a system anymore. They only make games, mostly for the Nintendo now, right?
Okay.
But their strategy is different because Sega makes games and sells it to whoever, right? Again, mostly Nintendo. But what Xbox was like, no, we have a ecosystem, a Game Pass, and they spent the past few years buying companies, like video game companies, and they have exclusive games from those companies that only go on Xbox. So they have the Xbox Game Pass where you pay a monthly fee and you have access to all these video games, right, within the Xbox ecosystem. Now I could log into the Xbox Pass on my phone, and I could actually play the Xbox games on my phone. So Xbox is moving away from the console and making it like cloud gaming. So what they're talking about doing is, we're going to allow you to buy a PlayStation, whatever, 5, log into the Xbox console on your PlayStation and play Xbox games on your PlayStation. So it almost doesn't matter what system you have anymore. You can play Xbox games on any system now. And they're talking about phasing out.
When you say any system, you mean?
Me, PlayStation or computer.
PlayStation.
Or PC, really, that's only. Or I guess you could play on Nintendo Switch if they allow it.
But not like PlayStation.
Yeah. You log in, you turn on your PlayStation, and then you get the app.
Xbox games.
And then you get the Xbox app on your PlayStation, and you play Xbox games on your PlayStation.
So when you say this, instantly I remember the episode that we were talking about. We were talking about how in the future phones will be irrelevant. Yeah. Phones would be like in Star Trek, they just pick up a tablet.
Cualquier cosa.
It's just laying everywhere.
It's everywhere, yeah. So it's just these things, these devices. They're just like a piece of paper. Imagine you picking up a piece of paper, and then as soon as you pick it up, it registers from your comm badge who you are and the last thing you looked at right away. Throw it, pick up the next one, same thing.
And we see signs of this when they say they're going to remove passwords. They're going to, you know, it's inching towards this idea of you are the login to your reality.
Yeah, like your facial scan or your finger ID.
All that stuff. So, yeah, I mean.
Imagine it scans your face. Imagine you pick up your cousin's phone. And you look at it, it scans your face, and then the interface is your phone. Exactly like if it was your phone. And then your cousin looks at it, it scans his face, and it goes right back to his phone. Because it's all cloud-based. The device is irrelevant. The device just is a receiver for your information. That's it.
And when you put it down, you would have to log off?
It'll just be like the phone. It'll turn it to off screen, I guess.
It turns on to the off screen, and when
and it anybody does, can pick it up and just be like, whoop, and then there's their thing.
So each device would, anytime you pick up a device, it'll say, please verify.
Yeah, it'll be scan your face or whatever, or scan your thumbprint. Illuminati.
I mean, it's already Illuminati. That's how they get us. It's already Illuminati, baby. We here. The future is now.
The Xbox is, they already allowing, I think there's 4 games that they're allowing PlayStation to use.
There's 4 games.
4 specific games. I forget what the games are. But they're like inching towards it. But the rumor has it, Xbox is done. Console wars are over. No more Xbox versus PlayStation. PlayStation won.
How did PlayStation win?
Because Xbox is going to stop making consoles.
Oh, I
PlayStation is going to be the last standalone console. You know? But Xbox was like, then they came out later on and was like, actually, our next console is going to be such a leap in technology that it's going to be the biggest leap between system that there ever was, right? So between Xbox One and Xbox 360, there was a big leap in technology. They're saying between whatever system is out now, what is Xbox One? Between Xbox One and whatever they're going to put out next, the leap is going to be so tremendous. It's bigger than anything they've ever
done. What do you think the leap is going to be?
I don't know.
So they're making their last console.
I mean, Xbox. The Leap could be just as easy as a highest processing Microsoft system. Yeah.
So automatically, it's going to have AI.
Automatically, yeah.
Automatically, it's going to have AI.
Cortana. Automatic. As soon as you stand in front of the TV, it's going to know who you are.
What would be the benefit? What would be a leap in? Think about
technology.
What
the technology. I mean, but again, the way I think about it, it could just be a word salad for them to be like, it has more processing power than ever.
Definitely
before.
Definitely a word salad.
Like, it's just that.
Right. So we could surmise that it's going to have.
It's going to be faster.
Graphics.
That's it. Graphics. The biggest leap in graphics. If it's the biggest leap in graphics they've ever had, they could automatically claim it's the biggest leap in technology. It's just, it could be that simple. But I'm assuming that I don't know if you remember. There was a point where Xbox didn't want to be a game console only. They wanted to be like a full entertainment system. Remember they had the Kinect, was it? Remember, I forgot what it was called. Where you put it in front of your TV and it kind of scans the room. And you stand in front of it. What was it?
I think about the Tyrone. The Connect is not picking me up because I'm black.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't remember that?
No.
The Omegle pranks. Omage plan, where he does Tyrone. He calls Microsoft that the Kinect device is not scanning him.
Oh,
his wife friends.
Oh, the Kinect, yeah. Yeah, it was Kinect. But remember, they wanted to do like an entertainment system. As soon as you sit in front of the TV, it knows who you are. And I wonder if they're going to keep doing that.
They're going to have a headset that is a mirror. It focuses on mirror and using Wi-Fi 6 or 7 to instantly show what you're viewing. So,
and also, they can use Wi-Fi to scan the room now. So I wonder if they're going to use that technology to kind of really know where everything's at.
Oh, we're not having babies in the future.
They're see it. But also with VR, I mean, at least for the last few weeks, what I've been seeing with VR, it's amazing, bro. Those goggles are goofy to wear all the time, but some of the stuff you can do is pretty amazing. So I'm like, man, if this is now.
The goggles the goggles are the issue right now.
Yeah. They got to turn it into glasses, which would be better, but the goggles is kind of good. It's like you're skiing. The stuff
you know
that
the goggles remind me of? The goggles remind me of, and I love racing games. I was into racing games for a little minute.
You're a racist. What's your favorite race?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, so we're talking about races, like race. What, Daytona 500? Look.
Doesn't matter. Give me a car. But remember the accessory that you would buy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had one of those. The wheel? Yeah.
You had one of those.
Yeah, yeah, I had one of those.
And then I'm pretty sure the feeling was, this is a lot for one type of genre.
Yeah. I had the airplane handle too. The joystick.
Oh my God,
I had
one of those. It went places.
I had that. I can only play like one game on it though.
Did you boof it?
Poof it. What do you mean?
The controller.
No. I don't even know where it's at. It had a whole bunch of buttons on it too.
Oh, I remember. It was crazy. Most of the buttons didn't have a purpose.
Where is it? I don't know where it's at.
This is where VR is right now. And I don't think that glasses are gonna be enough to cut that umbilical cord of distaste for the device. I think that sunglasses, you know, glasses will be one thing, but I think it isn't until
when I saw the way the office, like you could set up an office for yourself, once I saw that, I was like, that's an everyday practical use that I can see people using it for. People that work from home, just putting it on. Now you got a full office.
Well, you've heard, and so did you guys, heard of people returning their $3,500.
Oh, that's it. They're done. They're like, oh, I don't use this enough.
Most people took advantage of the 14-day buyer's remorse because they just wanted to try it out.
And review it.
And, and then all of a sudden, you know, then some people were like, it was getting me dizzy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's every VR system.
VR. That's every VR. My son is on that shit like crazy. But even he's like in and out of it. We're just not there yet.
Yeah.
The goggles wouldn't be that bad if they could make it like featherweight.
Yeah. I heard that a lot about this, the system. They have two straps. There's one that just goes around the back. And then like if you wear that for like 2 hours, you could kind of feel like your neck kind of hurts or whatever. But there's a different strap where you can switch it on. It goes like over the head and around the back. And then like that one you could wear for like 7 hours. But the battery don't last that long, so.
Yeah. It's a 2 hour play.
Yeah. So it's like.
And I kind of feel like the 2 hour thing is good. Your ass shouldn't be in that world that long.
Yeah. I mean, bro. Yeah, again, if.
Bro, I would catch my son though, sleeping. And he's in a community room. And I hear the niggas talking. He's snoring his ass off. And I'm just like.
Addiction.
I don't even know what that's called. What do you call that?
Again, like the office thing to me, it does. Because especially for somebody that does like graphics or video. If you put that on, you can have the whole freaking video.
Or someone who fucks with Bitcoin or, you know, trading.
Or trading. You can have mad screens
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a lot.
Because gaming. Okay, gaming is fun. But I think once you go into a space where you can have a practical use for it.
Right. In other words, you're plugged in longer because you're not just doing gaming.
Yeah, things doing. Yeah. And you can do a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of different kind of. Because he took this laptop a small little laptop and made the screen so big. I was like, we're done. That's it. That's all you need. You need to buy more screens. You just put multiple screens right there in front of your eyes, and you're done. You take it off.
The future looks bright, says PBD.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back to Xbox. So Xbox is going to put out a new console. Obviously, PlayStation is going to put out theirs. The console wars continue. But there's a game that came out recently called, I put it there in the thing. It is called Helldivers 2, Part 2. See if you, actually on the first tab, yep. That's the game. I don't know if you want to put in some gameplay while we're talking, just some quiet little
gameplay?
Yeah, just click on the video.
Okay.
The first one. Right?
We're going to go with automatic mute to be on the safe side. Yeah, yeah.
And just show that, make that big. Anyway, so game Helldivers is out. It's interesting because it's a multiplayer game, but you're not killing each other. Everybody in the whole community is working together to fight the insect aliens or robots. So if you look at the screen right now, there's these different planets, right? And the planets are constantly being attacked by either the robots or the bugs or whatever. And you have to team up with your guys and you drop right into the planet. And it drops you to the location where the robots or the aliens are. And you have to fight them, right? You might not win. You're going to probably die. But you have a percentage of victory that you've gone this far before you died. Now the next group takes over from where you left off of. And it becomes a community effort where everybody in the whole gaming community fights to save this planet. And little by little you start doing more percentage by more percentage of getting the planet. See where the guy got blown up? That's crazy.
Wait, I didn't.
Look, let's see, he gets blasted.
Oh.
Done, you're dead. Eliminated. So right now this game is on PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2. Oh my god.
Whoa, bro, don't tell him your age.
Right now it's on PlayStation and PC. And the community, the gaming community, is like, we're having a hard time taking these planets back. With PlayStation and PC all working together to take off these planets, we're having a hard time. And apparently the environment of the game is very friendly and not toxic. So like everybody's working together. They're all like brothers in arms, you know. But they're saying, PlayStation is telling Xbox, please put this game because we need their help. We need our brothers in arms to come help us take these planets back.
So when I think about what you're describing, I'm thinking about a Star Trek Online where it's a community of people on PC coming together for this mutual cause, whatever, or start your own alliance. This is a threat to all humanity and it's crossing platforms to defeat this invasion.
Yeah, we're not fighting each other. We're fighting a common cause.
And the common cause is an AI, a computer.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay.
But there's multiple planets, so you got to free each planet. There's so many planets with these different, you know, monsters, whatever. And, you know, look, see, they completed an objective. So right now they got to go save other parts of the planet. But it's crazy to see people on PlayStation saying, Xbox, please put this game on your console because we need backup. We need reinforcements. So I see memes where it's just like, there's a meme of Star Trek, of Star Wars. Well, one of the guys is like reporting to the other ship. He's like, we gotta leave. We're outnumbered. There's no way we could defeat them. And then when he goes around the ship, they're like, you're not outnumbered anymore or whatever. So when he goes around the ship and he looks in space, a whole bunch of other ships pop up like to help him. And they say Xbox. Yeah. It just came out like February 8th.
Okay.
It looks like a fun game, man. I would totally play it. But yeah, get on it, Xbox. Let's get in there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For somebody who doesn't play video games, that's cool.
Bro, I wish I could spend time playing video games, bro. Everybody's saying it's taking over their lives, this thing.
This game?
Yeah. Because they're so focused. They're trying to take over. Imagine you're fighting and you see the percentage of victory go higher and higher and higher. You know, we're wiping out the aliens off this planet. and then all of a sudden you log out, you come back the next day and it's all the way down. You're like, what happened last night? Nobody fought, you know, because the aliens started taking back over.
Imagine if we were so organized when it came to like this country.
Yeah.
So the Xbox, when is it coming out?
No information.
No release date.
No. I think the reason why they even bother making an announcement is because of the rumors that they were like, Xbox is done. And Xbox was like, we're not done. We're making money off the subscription service, not the consoles. Our money is on the subscription service. That's where we make most of our money. So for us, making consoles doesn't matter to us. We want the subscription service.
So imagine Cortana is the AI and it's constant. You have a choice of having it constantly on, listening to you.
Yeah.
But you agree to the terms that it listens to you. And like, we're talking about this topic, right? Donald Trump's sneakers, right? And it like says, hey, excuse me, guys. Did you know that the sneakers were manufactured in Taiwan with little children crying?
I'm like, oh, really, Cortana? Can you show me a video?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you show me a video of them crying? Can you put the volume up? Yes.
Now make it my ringtone.
Can you order me those sneakers now? Now that I know how they're made.
I mean, I'm just thinking about its hottest feature is gonna be the AI feature because everyone is sweating this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't think of anything outside of it because we know that having accessories like a headset, like a joystick, like a little car thing, steering wheel, we know that those accessories are just, they never made it, bro. They never saw it into fruition.
Yeah, you know they were too.
The only thing that ever.
They were very specialized. I think that's the problem. They were hyper specialized.
For a specific.
Yeah.
But AI wasn't. See, that's where you're wrong, I think, because AI wasn't highly specialized. AI was supposed to be all of that. It's just having...
No, I was talking about the VR.
No, I could see that it's highly specialized when it came to the remote control or playing duck, duck, shoot the duck with the gun. That device was meant for that type of genre, that type of game. VR stepped outside of that and said, we have all the genres in this other device. The word device never survived. The only accessory that existed that survived the tales of time, you ready for this?
Mouse.
Is the remote control and the mouse.
Yeah.
The controller. The console controller.
Yeah.
Remember? Those are the only ones that survived. That controller interface and the mouse and keyboard have stand the test of time. Everything else has died.
So you think eventually it's just going to be, I can imagine that they're going to make something where you put on top of your screen, just a little box, and it has like lasers or whatever in it that it kind of projects it on your eyeballs.
That's OD.
That's and wherever OD. You look at.
But when you, going back to the Kinect device is a very good, is a good idea because in the augmented reality, in virtual reality, the headsets, the Quest 2 that or 3, whatever number they're up to, my son has, and the new Google one, you know, moving the screen. So that Kinect device, yeah, but how would they do that? You would still need to wear something to see the screens.
Yeah. I think the goggles or whatever is here to stay. Because even the thing I was saying where you put on the screen, it kind of scans your eyeballs. I want to get up and walk away.
But imagine being able to control your screen, right? You got a 75-inch now?
Yeah.
Right? Big-ass screen, right? Imagine you being able to control that with your hands and not needing the controller.
It almost feels annoying.
Why?
Just controllers are so much more...
efficient.
Yeah. What was it that we were doing? And I was like, I don't want this. It's annoying. I want the controller instead. I forgot what it was. I think it was these things like this or something. I forgot what the hell I was doing one time. You have to like do stuff with your hands, and I was like, "This is gay. Give me the controller. So much faster and efficient."
Maybe that's what it is, that they figured out the device that scans you to a perfection, where even if somebody walks past you while you're playing a game, it knows that that's just a irrelevant person. That's crazy.
Tesla's still trying to figure that out. That's not a guy, it's a code. You know, like they don't, you know.
All right.
We'll see.
That's technology, I guess, for us.
Yeah. Technology corner.
Why is everything a corner with your ass? This nigga lives in corners.
All right, we're going to go to Trump corner now.
All right, let's go.
Show me them sneakers.
Oh, sneaker time.
Sneaker time.
Sneaker time. Buh. Buh.
Buh, buh. All right, there they go. Bam. Just, I think it's still open on a webpage. You can just open the webpage up. Right there, yeah.
Wow.
Look at them go.
Wow.
Yo, you know what's funny about these sneakers too? Like, Donald Trump would never wear those things.
Never.
He should have wore them that day. I don't know if he did, actually. That might be something to think about. I wonder if he actually wore them.
What day?
The day that he went to SneakerCon. He went to a convention, a sneaker convention.
Oh, he's right there. But he definitely didn't have them on.
No, no. And then, like, people were, like, booing him. I don't know if they were booing him. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I watched the video and I was listening to it. I was like, I don't know if that's boos or just people howling.
It was a mix.
Yeah, I think it was a mix.
But he was definitely getting some boos out there.
Yeah.
Because people are dumb.
And honestly, those sneakers are horrible looking. They're ugly.
They're disgusting. They're horrible. They're absolutely Trump.
They're Trump gold. Trump.
That's his signature.
Why there's only 5 stars and the Puerto Rico stripes? I don't know.
There is only 5 stars.
And the stripes are from the Puerto Rican flag.
Why?
Huh?
No, they're not. That's American.
No, what are you talking about? Look, 3 red, 2 white. That's Puerto Rico.
3 red, 2 white.
Like, go down to a different video view of the sneakers.
Let's see. Hold on. I'll take it back.
See right there. Boom. Right on the mouse. That one. See?
I guess because it's 50. And they couldn't add 50? Or
I mean, yeah, but why choose 5? Why not choose?
Because there's 50 states?
Why not choose, I don't know, one star?
For the United States?
Just one big star.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder what's the logic behind it. I know conspiracy theorists are going to find some reason why.
I mean, they're just horrendous. And so this must have... So when I saw this, I thought that, oh, this is him trying to, this is my guy trying to make up that money for the lawsuit.
Oh,
that,
yeah, for sure. That's
the first thing I thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Instantly. I was like, oh, yeah, that's what this is.
That's what he's doing.
He's
the businessman. But also,
that's not true because, well, I guess maybe it is still true because he figured, he didn't know he was going to win or lose. No, he already lost. He just didn't know the amount.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he rolled up with these sneakers already done, like on deck. If this doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know he had. I mean? Like, he must have been going through this for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, he must have.
Unless he just picked a pre-made sneaker and was like, "Hey, just put my T on it."
Turn my camera like a little bit.
Show me.
Like that. Like that way for you.
I can't see. Show me your video.
Oh, show me.
Like that?
Yeah. It's so far that way. It looks like the camera's looking over here.
All right. but one thing about Trump, he loves to start businesses. He loves trying things out.
He's
an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He likes trying things out. He makes steaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, he tries things. He had a business school at one point. I think he's just trying the sneaker game out. He's like, hey, you know, there's a lot of money in sneakers. Somebody probably whispered in his ear. He's like, that's a good idea. Let me give it a shot.
I wonder how much he sold.
He sold out. I think they made, I may be wrong. I think they only made like 1,000 of them. And they sold them for like $400 each. I may be wrong though.
Oh, so it wasn't that much if that's the case.
No. And then people got it signed. So, you know, the resale on the signed copies are going to go crazy in the far right market. You know, somebody's going to want them.
Hell yeah, someone's gonna want them.
Let's see. Oh, that article that you're in right now, it should say. Zoom in, red tea, POTUS, da da da, go deeper. I wanna see if we can see how much money he made out of this. It doesn't say here.
And it was $399 for each one on gettrumpsneakers.com for $399, and it's sold out. Trump recently released a run of 1,000 pairs of his sneakers.
So yeah, so then if he sold them for,
so how fast I found that boy.
But if he sold them for, how much were they? $350, $399
on the e-commerce website.
$399.
Trump recently released a run of 1,000 pairs of sneakers, which listed as sold out on the GetTrumpSneakers.com e-commerce site for $399.
That's it. So how much was the lawsuit for? You remember? It was like for $35 million.
Are you crazy?
Was it that much?
$365 million.
So this does nothing for his lawsuit.
This is like lunch.
This is, yeah. He made, what, $400,000 off this? Which is great. I wish I could do this. But he needs a lot more than that. This is doing nothing for him.
Yeah, but I heard he's kicking it.
He needs to start a sneaker company like Yeezy's to really make money for that lawsuit. If people think that that's what he's trying to do, they're wrong. Because there's no way. That's not doing nothing for him. Like I said, I think he just likes doing stuff. If I was rich, I'd do the same thing. I'll just make random stuff and see what happens. Especially if you have a name where you know people are going to buy it. Like, I'll try it. Why not?
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Would you wear them? Let's see them. Let's see them one last time.
One more time?
I want to see if I would wear them. Would I wear? These things are horrendous. These things.
They're just another level of bad. Like,
they kind of look like Uptowns.
Like, they're just bad, bro. Oh, it's the same image. But see if I can get in there. There we go. And enjoy, guys. Oh, my God.
They kind of look like Uptowns, right?
I mean, they look horrendous, bro. Like, wow.
Look up the Uptown sneakers, the Air Force Ones.
Uptown sneakers? Gotcha.
Yeah, just go to Air Force One. Air Force One sneakers.
La la la. Air Force One sneakers. I don't think she's listening.
Air Force One sneakers. Well, she's listening to something. It's not us. Right there. Air Force Ones.
Ooh. Uptowns.
Yeah, Uptowns. Yeah, so just go to images. You got to pop up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right away, bam. Just click on any one of those.
This one, basically. Oh, it's a store. Damn it.
Click on, just click on one of them. Oh, my God.
My God, look at that one.
Wait, go to those. Oh, those are not gold.
Why is it all shopping? Did I click shopping?
Images, no. Images. Yeah, but just click on an image, bro.
But they're all like stores.
Jeez, look how bad those
look
are.
Look at these.
Those are like originals, probably.
I hate that it takes me to the site, bro. All that is shopping, shopping, shopping. Where are the images anymore? Bro, look at that sponsor. Sponsored.
The good pictures are sponsored. Right?
Word, look at this one. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Let's show the audience. That looks wild.
Yeah. Those are retro future.
Yeah, word. Like, where does the sneaker end?
Yeah, that's cool. But they kind of, like, click on those ones, the ones, the blues right there, yeah. Is that a picture? Can you zoom into that one? Or make it bigger?
What is this, though? I know,
that searches the image.
Another store.
All right, whatever. Go to the Trump ones and see what they look like compared to them.
Okay, that would be over here.
Wait, zoom out of there. Jesus. You can't get a side view, a picture of the Trumps? The Trumps. What are they called? They are Never Surrender High Tops. That's what they're called.
Never Surrender, bro.
Never Surrender High Tops.
What a great campaign.
You're in trouble now, buddy.
Obviously, I'm in trouble.
All right, let me see the... Can you do a side-by-side? As best as we can, even though we can't really... I'm sure right there at the bottom, Axios. Down, right down. That's a good side view profile right there. Now let me see the other ones too. Can you see them side by side? Can you put the images next to each other?
Yeah.
He's nervous.
I am. Where is it?
He lost it.
I lost it.
He closed it. This guy closed it, bro.
That shit is gone, boy. Nah, let's do it like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other one should be not there.
All right, whatever. Do it in post, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're very similar design. I think it's just the cold. It's too it's too bold in your face. There it goes right there. You see it?
I see it, but
those are definitely not Uptowns though, now that I'm looking at them.
Nope. These are. Right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
They're very similar. They're very similar.
Uptown.
Honestly though, if he made those sneakers in black, I think they will sell out. Instead of gold, right? If he made them in black with the flag and everything on it, I think he might do good with those.
Gold and black?
Not it's even gold, just black.
Because I could imagine that the gold, como que it like, I could imagine that the gold, like, it crinkles up and,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Look at that picture of him, like, yelling. The Bloomberg one? That's classic.
Trump.
Yeah. That's what the liberal media wants you to think of when you think of Donald Trump. I wonder what's on the bottom of the sneakers.
If it says anything?
Yeah.
Or, like, Trump or...
Just a dollar sign?
MAGA. Nah, he wouldn't put anything in the
bottom. Imagine he just makes a full sneaker line. That'd be wild. And then he makes some fire sneakers and people are like, yo, I gotta buy them, bro.
He should get with Yeezy and start his own thing.
He should've from the get went to Yeezy.
He should've. Oh, that would've been so.
Imagine. And then Yeezy's like, well, if I'm gonna make sneakers for you, I might as well make them for other people. And then he reaches out to like Ben Shapiro. He's like, well, what kind of sneakers you would like to do? And he works with all these different right wing people. And just like a whole right wing society of sneakers.
That sounds good, actually.
That might be a good business idea. You heard us here first, Trump. Reach out to us. We got some ideas.
Yeah, pay us because we're poor. the basement. We'll be right back.
This scenario, they're peaceful. They don't want a problem. They just need help. Their ship, their technology level is kind of similar to us, but it's not too far advanced. So they're, you know, they're struggling. You know what I'm saying? They're like, our planet was dying. We have no choice. This was the last ditch effort for our race to survive. We launched stuff into space. We weren't ready for space, but we had to do it. We launched ourselves into space. Our planet died, and we just went. If we looked for the closed star system, we just went towards it.
That's wild. Yeah. And would they...
That could be us. That's our story backwards, you know? We always talk about that in movies, that we do that. You know, the planet dies. We send rockets to another close universe planet to try to survive and procreate humanity.
That's our story.
Yeah. So now reverses. They come to us and we're like, oh, snap.
Nah, there's not enough room here, bro. Yeah, you got to go.
Go to the next one. Sorry.
Find another planet.
There's Trump is like, build the wall.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm going to come.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that clip for the next episode. All right, here we go. So I figured today I would bring up an interesting thing that I've heard of. Okay. Now I gotta be honest. I didn't read it myself. Okay. I've heard of it.
Okay.
And didn't read it. So I'm gonna learn with you guys. It is the case of Joyce. It says Joyce Vincent, but I feel like, oh, Joyce Carroll is the name I heard. All right. You all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
What can the audience see? They're seeing us?
All right. They're seeing us right there. Look.
All right. The case of Joyce Carroll Vincent.
Are we coming back from the break? We just came back from the break.
Yeah, we're back now.
Okay. All right. That was that break.
On January 25th, 2006, members of the housing group in North London went to reclaim a bed set in Wood Green because the rent was not paid.
What? Wait, say that again?
They went to reclaim a bed set in Wood Green because the rent was not paid. I wonder what that means. It's London, so they got different rules over there. All right, so they're saying something happened. The person didn't pay rent. They went to go find out. It's probably like they had like a, I'm thinking maybe like a one of those renting place where you can rent the bed set. What are they called? Rent a place. Remember, it's like a blue logo. They have on a Bay Street where you rent stuff. You rent furniture. You don't talk about right?
On 3rd Street?
Bay Street.
Bay Street. They have rent.
You can rent furniture.
Like a ghetto RCA or whatever that's called. Yeah. Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center. It's kind of, I'm guessing like that. I'm guessing she didn't pay, so they went to go reclaim it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The repos.
Repos, yeah. They expected to be a routine task, but it turned out to be a surprising discovery. They uncovered the story of Joyce Vincent, Joyce Carol Vincent, a woman with a mysterious life and a tragic ending. Her tale remains unknown until the filmmaker and the world learned about it. Joyce Carol Vincent was born on October 19th, 1965, in Hammersmith, London, raised by her four older sisters after her mother's untimely death and an absentee father. Joyce faced a challenging childhood. Despite leaving school at 16 without qualification, she secured a job as a secretary in London and gradually climbed the corporate ladder. Her career peaked when she worked at Elmhurst and Young in the Treasury Department, holding a well-paid position. In a surprising turn of events in March 2001, Joyce abruptly quit her job, conflicting reasons to different people. She vanished from the corporate world, only to reappear working at a shelter for domestic violence victims in, I don't know the name of this place, London. The circumstances led her to a place remained shrouded in mystery, and her estrangement from her family and her friends became more pronounced. Joyce's life took an unexpected turn as she distanced herself from her family and took on a low-paying cleaning job at a budget hotel. Despite being a lively and independent woman, she became estranged from her family and withdrew from her social circles. Speculations arose about her potential shame or fear of her abuser promoting her disappearance from the grid. Joyce eventually moved into a bedsit flat above the Wood Green Shopping Center provided by the Metropolitan Housing Trust for victim of domestic abuse. Okay. In November 2003, she was hospitalized for a peptic ulcer, but returned home, dying alone in December 2003. Her body was undiscovered for over 2 years, surrounded by Christmas presents she never got to deliver. Joyce.
Joyce, it must have been Christmas time, obviously.
When she died.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So she was, she was at home, and 2 years later, they found her body because she didn't pay rent for 2 years. Imagine. They don't bother you for 2 years, and then all of a sudden they come. I wish I was here. You pay rent for a month, they're like, where's my money?
Get out.
At the end of the block with a few neighbors, she went unnoticed, even as the smell of decomposition wafted.
Words.
It was attributed to nearby bins. The Metropolitan Housing Trust continued to pay half her rent, leading the authorities to overlook the accumulating unpaid rent. That's what happened.
She had
like welfare, like, you know, like
SSI or
SSI
something.
Yeah, they're paying half. So they kind of
So they figured, oh, okay, maybe.
She's paying it slowly. She's having a hard time.
At least we're getting half.
Yeah, yeah. All right. They were bailiff's forced entry on January 24th, 2006, discovering Joyce's skeletal remains on her living room floor. The discovery of Joyce's remains raised a myriad of questions that echoed through the corridors of the Metropolitan Housing Trust and law enforcement agencies. How did the woman with such a promising career, social persona, and a vivacious spirit end up alone, forgotten, and unnoticed for such an extended period? Joyce's abrupt departure from her job in 2001 marked the beginning of a mysterious journey into obscurity. She shared conflicting stories about her departure, leaving colleagues puzzled and unaware of the impending changes in her life. What led to her transition from a high-flying career at Ernst & Young to a shelter for domestic violence victim in London? The lack of information about this critical period in her life leaves an impressionable void, allowing only speculation and conjecture to fill the gaps. There's more, but I'm not going to keep going. But imagine She was young too, it looks like. If you look at the picture of her. Nigga, if I was gone for 2 weeks, people would notice me. Yeah, what happened to this guy? He's gone. Right?
That's her?
Nobody in her job, yeah. Nobody in her job noticed that she was gone. They're like, oh, she must have just quit. Oh, yeah, because she worked in a low-paying job cleaning. So that probably happens often. People are like, oh, she just stopped coming to work. She gave up. You know?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, bro? There's a website that has an actual picture.
Oh, you have it up?
Where the link is at?
Sorry. Oh, here.
Yeah.
This nigga doesn't know how to do links.
It might be open up there. The red... Yep. Then none of that's her. That's all ads. That's why I was like, get rid of this.
I hate it so much.
Toma.
Boom. There she is.
What's she look like? Maybe 30? But we can actually tell how old she is. She was born in 1965 and she died in 2003. So I'm not going to try to sit here and do math in front of everybody.
We'll just add 8 years to your number. Plus.
She was 38. That's all she was. She was 38 years old. Died. Alone. For 2 years. So her sister, her family. They probably tried calling her. She didn't pick up, right? You would figure somebody would come to the house. That's probably actually what happened. They probably came to the house, knocked. She didn't answer. And they were like, oh, snap, she's not home. For 2 years, though? That's a long time.
And she had no family members that would like, yo.
They said she had siblings. But she said she was estranged from her family. So she probably had like problems with her family.
Okay.
And then she just died. So also she was in a... She started living there because of domestic abuse. So because they found her skeletal remains, they have no idea how she died. So they don't know if it was an accident. They don't know if she died because of abuse. They don't know. They just found her skeleton on the floor. You know what I'm saying? So she went to the hospital because she has some kind of ulceritis or whatever. In her whatever. So it could be that she had an ulcer issue and fell on the floor and just died. Or... It could just be that her boyfriend beat her and left her there dead. And because nobody found her for 2 years and she could decompose, they really can't tell if she died. Like somebody knocked her out. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no way to tell.
What do you... ulceritis? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
So 32 years old. She's been in the... 38. And she's been in her apartment for 2 years. That's why I said 32. For 2 years. It was Christmas time. She just died. That automatically tells me that she didn't talk to her neighbors.
Nobody. That's what they were saying.
She was single.
They were saying that it's a mystery because she was she talked to everybody. She was very popular. All of a sudden she just switched.
She didn't have a man.
No.
What do you think happened to her? She's not bad looking either.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like it's a mystery. It's a mystery. Look at this picture though. That's kind of like one of those pictures you take in the 80s. See the background.
Oh my God. I have like 2 or 3 school pictures with that background. picture day. That's sad. What was her name? Joyce.
Joyce.
What was her ethnicity?
I don't know. She's from London, so I'm assuming she's black or half black. Doesn't really say.
That's sad.
She was hospitalized right before this went down.
And when did this happen?
2003. And they found her body in 2006.
3 years.
Well, it says 2 years. I don't know. Somehow it adds up to 2 years. Because she died at the end of one year.
And they found her in the beginning of it?
Probably,
yeah. They rounded off.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks. And I could believe it for that time. I could believe that for that year. Because that year we really didn't have, you know, there wasn't shit.
Oh, I'm reading something that says that her friend said that whenever she had problems with work, she would just leave and quit. She didn't care. Or if she had problems with people, she would stop talking to them.
Or it sounds like she had problems with people.
So some of the people said, well, because she would always do that, they kind of brushed it off to that she decided just to leave people alone. So she lived upstairs from something too. So you can't tell me that there was some kind of leakage. You know what I'm saying? Through the floor.
Of what? Oh, of her blood?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She wouldn't have blood, would she?
Yeah, I mean, eventually her body would pop open.
Oh, my God. Right? You're right. Well, you never smelled the dead body, the decaying body? I haven't.
No. I mean, animals.
And that's bad as it is.
Yeah.
So imagine, I couldn't imagine what a dead body would smell like, to be honest with you.
People that smell dead bodies say that it's such a distinct smell, you know what it is forever. I wonder if it's like rat piss.
I wonder if it is like rat piss.
Because I could smell rat piss, and I know instantly that you have a rat problem in your building. Because I work, because of the garbage, I smell rat piss, and I know what buildings have rat problems. Because I can smell it in their garbage in the area.
Yeah. Yeah, word. That's such a distinct
smell. It's so distinct. So it must be like a human probably has such a distinct smell from any other animal.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Poor and in the building that she was in, there was a lot of people?
It looked like, I don't know. But they said that there was a business on the first floor. And she had done second. She had right above from the business. Which is kind of crazy.
That's even crazier.
Yeah.
There must have been so many people.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
puercos.
Well, they said that the smell, they brushed it off to the garbage bins that were outside. When people smelled it, they just thought it was the garbage. Imagine the landlord, you're like, man, it freaking stinks out here. And you keep cleaning the area, you're like, the smell doesn't go away. For like months. And then one day, you know, eventually the smell starts going away. And you're like, all right, we're good. I figured whatever it was, it's done now.
That's wild, bro.
Yeah.
That's...
So, apparently they're going to make a movie of her story.
Okay.
So, we'll see. Coming to you soon.
All right. Don't die. Make sure you reach out to someone. Talk to your family. Yeah, seriously.
Keep your friends. Jesus.
But, does it happen when you record? Go, move now. Yeah, we're fine.
When I was younger, I used to look in the mirror, like on the corner of my eye, and see if I could be faster than him. I'm gonna catch you, nigga, one day. You don't know I'm gonna do this.
You didn't see this coming.
Or you have a good, you're in the bathroom, you're doing something, you grab the shower curtain, you're like, caught you. Nobody's in there. You're like, damn, I thought somebody was gonna be in there. Gotta check behind that curtain. You never know. Or like when you shut the light off and you have to run for your life. To get to your bed before the monsters get you.
That happened. Did I ever do that?
I used to shut in my grandmother's house. There was a hole. The light for the hallway was all on the other side of the hallway. So you gotta shut it off and you gotta run for your life before the monsters get you. And then you can jump in your room. And even as I was getting older, I would shut the light off and just walk. And I would just walk at a normal pace. But in the back of my head, I'm like, these niggas better not grab me. They better not grab my legs while I'm walking.
All right. I used to be the kid that scared the shit out of my family. Of my cousins and shit. I used to be the one that would go in and... Like, I would go, remember... they're in the back. You remember where we lived. I would go in the back. They would be in the backyard playing. All the kids, all the cousins and shit. And when Bloody Mary came out or... those stupid things that you do. You know what I mean?
You have to say the name 3 times.
You have to say the name. Candyman, that shit.
And nothing ever happens.
I would go into the basement and it would be pitch black and I could hear my cousins, my brothers and my cousins screaming, he's gonna die, he's gonna die, don't do it. Because and I'm just sitting there like in the dark laughing like these idiots.
We did that a few times and nothing ever. One kid freaked out and I remember there was like, did he see something? And it, you know, sometimes you think like, he's crazy. That's why he thought he saw something, because he's a freaking maniac. Because how I did it, with my nose against the mirror, like staring at my eyes in the dark, nothing happened.
So.
And we're back.
A little technical difficulties there, as always, on the basement.
As always, thanks for watching. All right, we'll do this later.
Dun 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 dun.
All right. I don't know. What else you got? I don't have nothing else.
You got nothing else. What other things did you see in that episode I was telling you about? I was like, listen to it, the Joe Rogan episode, where the guy's talking about the migration and how he went to Panama. He went to the Darien Gap.
Definitely wasn't paying attention when I listened to it.
All right. So he was explaining how there's two types of migrants. There's your regular migrants. Mm-hmm. And then you have your Chinese migrants.
Oh, the racist migrants.
And how they're being funneled a different.
They see this or we see this?
They see this and we see this right now. Right. The Darien Gap, they go in and he's explaining how the Chinese migrants are coming in they're skipping the Darien Gap.
Oh, because they're not going through the walk. What? How are they getting there? They're taking rides or the boats?
Boats,
yeah.
They're skipping the Darien Gap altogether, which is the most dangerous.
Which means that they're smarter than the rest of the migrants.
Who's shipping them?
Who's cleaning your toilets? Nah.
Look. No.
So, I don't know. You could pay for a boat ride. It's easy. You get enough people together, you can afford a boat ride easy. You know? I mean, the people that cross the border.
The question is who's paying for it?
They probably pay for themselves.
They're paying.
They're doing better. They're better off in life. If you're coming from China, you're probably doing better than the people that are living in Mexico trying to get up here. So you probably have some money.
First of all, they had to take a boat to get to
America in general. Just any kind of America.
In the video, the guy says that they're coming from Ecuador because there's no borders.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they come in from Ecuador. That means that they took a boat from China.
From China, yeah.
To Ecuador.
Yeah. So they got some kind of, they figured out how to pay for all that. Unless somebody's funding them. But, you know, what is it like Fidel Castro and, remember there was a point where Fidel Castro was shipping over prisoners to America? Is it like that? When China's right. Like, here, take these guys. They're, you know, they're loyal to China. So I'm going to send them over there so that when I give the order, they're going to attack. But you can send a million Asians over, people from China, but they're not doing nothing to America. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they going to do? They're going to take over a city?
Okay, you're at that point of the conversation. You're like, what's
but the I'm end saying, game? What's the point?
Yeah. What's the end game?
They couldn't do anything. Unless they're like espionage.
Yes.
But you're just going to send regular workers here that barely speak English to do espionage? You'll never get away with anything. Your best bet is to send young people that speak English through the college system so when they graduate, they're unsuspecting. We look at them like, oh, he's an American. What's a
college? That's what he's saying in the video. He's saying that these Chinese migrants aren't women and children. These Chinese migrants are young
men. Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
And.
But that's who would come, right? You would go before your family goes.
Okay. Then why would they be so.
That's I've been doing it for generations, right? All these stories you hear of people, they're like, oh, my dad went first and then my family came.
But after. When they're being interviewed, they're very non-migrant vibes.
Yeah.
Because if you're a migrant,
I'm trying to be logical as possible.
I hear
so. Like,
you.
If you're in Mexico, America's the gold.
But if you're in China,
they're the quote unquote enemy. They're like, oh, we don't. Those are bad.
But
guys.
They're fleeing their country.
Well, because they know the country's bad.
So
America's not the good guy, but so we're not the good guy
so
either.
So then be rational. They're okay, but they're picking a side.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the side that they're picking is America.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So why would their attitude be so?
They probably watch videos of, you know, their propaganda, their movies, their news, and their country is probably feeding them.
There's two out.
But hold on. Listen to the logic. Their news that they watch every day and they're in China is giving them a perspective that America is bad with the migrants.
But that contradicts the reason why they picked America over their own country.
But they know that America is better. Either way, they know we're still better off in that bad country. We're better off being poor in that country than poor in our country.
So now we're in that perspective. Yeah. And you get here and you're acting up. You're acting very, they don't want to talk. So when I picture a migrant, I'm always picturing someone that's like, you don't even know where the hell I just came from.
Yeah, yeah. You're picturing the migrants that we've been watching for years.
Anyone. They're coming to America, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're coming to America is better. You just agreed, even yeah. if they were given propaganda.
Yeah.
Somehow they knew that being over here is going to be way better than staying there.
Yeah.
So, if that's true.
Even Tucker agrees.
So, if that's true, then their perspective would be A, Oh, America, thank you so much. Help me. Or B,
I don't want to be on camera. I'm an illegal. I don't want nobody to know me. Please, I don't, get away. Get away. No.
I mean, they were always that. So when I think about Chinese people, why do I think of the Vulcans? No, the Romulan.
Because you're racist, obviously. That's why. But
the reason why I mentioned this, and which is why I told you to look it up and let's talk about it, is because back in 2004, he mentions it too, in the early 2000s. Bro, what was 8th Avenue where you grew up? Because you were there pretty much all your life.
Was it a Spanish neighborhood?
It was all Spanish.
We had a lot of Asians, there's no doubt about it. But it was Asian. Predominantly Spanish.
What happened?
Chinese people bought it.
Cash.
They've been doing it for years.
Why? How?
They save them. They're not like us, bro. They don't buy Yeezys. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, the way they raise their kids is the way they're very strict. Get a job, become a doctor, make money, buy me a house.
So they did it.
So this is what they did. They did what the American dream told them to do. You work hard, you save money, you buy a house.
Who funded them to get that first boat trip to Ecuador?
Well, I don't know. It could be different myriad of reasons. They probably worked in a factory for 2 years saving money.
But you know it wasn't the government.
It could be.
Why would the government give up any of its citizens?
Because they have too many men and not enough women.
But those are soldiers. You control them. They're a communist.
Yeah, but they're not fighting a war. They don't need them right now. They're probably like, they have too many men that are causing problems in our country. Get them out of here.
So they gave them money and a boat ride.
It could be. I mean, think about, like I said, Cuba did that. They got rid of madmen, military age men that were getting rid of them.
What's the likelihood that those are what do they call those spies?
Very low percentage, I think.
Really?
Very low percentage.
What is it called? Espionage?
Espionage, yeah, spies.
Who's the best country at espionage?
Probably America or Russia or Israel.
America.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what Israel does.
I know that America is holding it down.
Well, it's America, baby. Everybody knows. No matter where you're from, America's the top dog and everything.
Because we have what? All the faces.
We got all the faces.
We have all the faces.
We got all the races.
We need to go to espionage India.
We get some Indians.
We got Indians.
Yeah.
What you got? We need to check out.
What kind of Indian are you talking about? Dot or feather?
We got both. You want male, female, pregnant?
You want a pregnant?
We got it all.
Yeah, we got it all.
Espionage, we got it.
We got it, yeah.
We have all the colors of the rainbow.
If you want to send an Asian Africa to espionage, you're not getting away.
You're not getting away. But we got Africans. What do you want?
And we got Asians.
Tall, old.
And we're getting more Asians. And we're getting more Africans.
So what's the flip side of that? The flip side of that is that we could infiltrate within espionage your country. And believe me, the CIA is doing that.
Oh, yeah. We've got people living there for generations.
Generations. We have that. The flip side of that, what's stopping them from coming over here and blending in if we have all these faces?
Yeah.
They blend right in.
But I'm just trying to think logically as possible. They come to this country.
And they start getting jobs in areas that are key infrastructures of our way of life.
Like what, construction?
The first thing I would tell my soldiers is you go to school, you teach your family about why this is the way. This is the way to do it. You have to honor your China.
Yeah, but once those kids grow up, they
lose the mission.
They're not gonna stay. Think about it. A country that brought you up, gave me everything.
You were
raised
by the parents that told you this is all.
Yeah, but you also go to school and have friends and have social media. You're gonna be like, my parents are crazy.
We
do it all the time our parents.
I could agree with that and not at the same time, because again, you don't know the conditioning that you know these. We do it. We do it.
Yeah.
We do it to our own, like our CIA, our military, our espionage is at that level of like, this is America. We're defending freedom here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing for them. What's to stop them from gaining?
But I don't think the children are going to keep that when they grew up in a country.
that's free.
Better and freer. They're gonna be like, this is superior than what they got over there. Why would I espionage for them if this is better?
I don't know.
The adults that came in, I could see them because they grew up with it. This is my motherland. But the kids that grew up in America, regardless of how much propaganda you feed them, they're still out in the world. They still make friends. They're still going to be influenced.
I hear that argument.
Yeah, I think when it's time for the decision to be made, they're going to be like, I'm free over here. I don't want China's communism.
No, because I would have told you as your father, I would have said, Papito, you have to understand that the reason why we, your mother and I came here was because we wanted to protect the motherland. This country, you can't believe their lies of freedom.
Yeah, but they're in the country living the freedom.
They're destroying our way of life.
So we're not there. We're here.
Your grandma, your ancestors, your culture will soon be eradicated by this Western world.
Yeah, but they live in the society. They have freedom of the internet. They know all that stuff is not true.
I don't know. Propaganda is a mother, bro.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But the propaganda is coming from their cell phone in their eyes.
No, too. It's coming from their parents before they even get the cell phone.
Yeah, but again, like, I don't think that's going to last. Eventually, they're going to become in the world and this is over.
We could agree to disagree. To the very least, some would. Especially the first generation. Yeah. Anyways, my point
even is. Even if it's half, that's still nothing. My point
is that I would target a power system right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. That's where you go.
Power. That's it. Power. Right. Next thing you know, there's a bunch of Asians that are, or you know, infiltrators that are working the whatever power plants.
Yeah.
Bang. Boom. Shut it down.
On December 28th, 2029, this is the day you do it.
Damn, that's a specific year.
But they have to tell them before they get here. So they're all on the same page. They set their alarms. They know. Whatever I do, I got to get a job in the power plant by this day or live in the area where I can reach it because that's when China's going to attack America.
Yeah.
They planned the date. 4 or 5 years in advance, they're getting us ready.
Oh, China is going to be ready.
They planned all the pieces.
China's going to be ready. China's ready the minute they set out the mission.
Yeah,
the minute they hear news that the power went out, attack.
Boom, attack, yeah.
We're ready already. We're like this, waiting for the news.
Well, but I mean, what I'm saying is they probably tell them in advance, like, this is the day we're going to do it. Regardless of where you are in life, you attack infrastructure that day. Because we're going to attack Taiwan that day and take over. And America's going to retaliate. And as soon as they start coming this way, we want to shut down their systems. I mean, it's possible.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot, but there's been people been coming over the border forever.
What do you think is going to happen if Trump wins with the border?
The border's going to be shut down. It's going to be chaos on the border again. I mean, that's chaos now. But Trump's going to put up wall. He's going to tell Texas, you want to put barbed wire? Put barbed wire. Do whatever you want. Build the wall yourself. We don't care. Put tanks on the border. Whatever you want. We're going to stop them. We got to stop it. We got to stop it now.
And did you hear they started using drones?
Oh, it was about time.
We've been saying that for how long?
Yeah, at least 2 years.
It's not even our idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure this was on the table by somebody who was way smarter.
Every time I think about the election, I'm like, man, that's such a... We have no real choices. Like, it's like bad regardless.
How is Trump bad? Other than the divisiveness that his person.
Well, because remember what he said about NATO. I don't know if you heard what he said about NATO.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. NATO.
Yeah, say fuck NATO.
Fuck NATO.
And that's the only defense the world has.
Fuck the world.
Oh, okay.
So how about America?
Well, but there's not going to be no America if we don't have a force to say, hey, look, we're
united. Oh, you're falling for the propaganda.
It's not propaganda. It's logic.
No, it's not.
It's straight logic.
Bro, we're number one.
We're number one.
Period.
But if you take, you know, six countries together, they're going to overpower us.
We're still number one.
We could be number one all day, but if you got six other countries to overpower
us. And why would six other countries that we were former allies with attack us, knowing that they would be
NATO's. I'm not saying NATO's going to attack us. I'm saying Russia, China, Brazil, all these other countries got easily come at us from different angles.
Destroy.
But if we're part of NATO, none of these countries are getting touched because if you attack one, you're at war with everybody automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
you. It's just everybody holding guns to each other. Like, all right, nobody's going to do nothing. We're good. We're good. That's all that is.
I hear your argument. It doesn't change the fact that we're still number one. If you would have to, in my opinion, you would have to add all the countries to fight us and win.
Yeah.
All. Not one, not four, not nine.
The whole world.
The world would need to come in to destroy America.
That's a lot.
And it sounds cocky. But I refuse to believe that what we see is what we really have. And I think what we really have is why we're acting the way we're acting.
What do you mean, like weapon-wise? Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
So to me, there.
That's what I was saying about the, remember the weapons, hyper-missiles?
Like, I think, bro. Exactly, exactly. And I think Trump knows that. And that's why he says, what? Fuck NATO.
Yeah.
Pay your bills.
Pay your bills. I don't agree. They should pay their bills, 100%.
Pay your bills.
But I don't think you should just be like, I don't think you should say, if Russia wants to attack NATO, let them attack NATO. I don't think that's crazy. Because we're still going to need allies for stuff. You know what I'm saying? We need military bases in other places.
I don't think it's crazy because I think it motivates the cause. Yeah. I think what Trump is saying, yo, y'all niggas need to pay your bill because this shit can't be on us. It won't be on us.
Yeah.
It will not be on us. So what do you want to do? You want us to bail out? What's more economic for you, other countries that are involved in NATO? Is it better for you to pay your bill or is it better for us to leave the alliance?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Exactly.
America leaving the alliance of countries is crazy, bro.
That's why we need Trump there. Because I feel as if other countries, NATO included, everyone who's involved in NATO, every country that's involved in NATO, I feel that they'll feel they're not going to call his bluff.
Yeah, but remember, NATO's more than just war. It's trade. It's a lot. There's a lot involved. But we don't want to empower. If we leave NATO, it's going to empower the BRICS, the way that they're
we're the biggest consumer. We're not only the protector, we're the consumer. We're the president. We're not only the client, yeah. We're the president.
Yeah, but still, but it's going to empower these other countries.
That's
going to be more powerful than whatever, France or whatever.
Think about what would happen. Let's paint this what if scenario.
All right.
We have, I don't know if you saw the PBD podcast, and we could look it up here. They show all the numbers of migrants since 2015. 16, and they show like the increase in migrants throughout the times, yeah. And presidents, you know, whatever. This last year alone was 3.something million, not the 2.7 the year, and then plus another 1.something, and we're at 3 million. These are a fresh batch of 3.7. Mm-hmm. I was explaining that to my son. This isn't the number difference between the 2 years. This is a whole new 3 million. The 2.7, that was all last year.
Yeah.
Now so we have brand
last year. This year's 5.
No, you see, that's what I'm trying to say is no, there's not a difference of 5. Last year, there was 2.7 million immigrants that crossed the border.
Yeah.
They're here already, done. Now there's another 3.7 this year that just passed.
So to 2 and the 5, to 3.
And oh, you're adding them together.
Yeah, yeah.
So those 2 years, yeah.
I mean, 0.7 is going to be worse, like more like 6 something, yeah.
So we got a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right?
Which we need, honestly. That's what nobody likes to say.
Which is perfect because you shut down the border, you take all those people and you give them these visas.
And you say go to war.
No. That's a horrible idea.
Attack China.
No. You shut down the border and you end your alliance with NATO.
And you just stay isolationist.
You grab all your migrants, you pay the minimum wage. You bring the you end NAFTA.
That's crazy, bro.
You
what are you saying right now?
You end NAFTA.
Okay.
You force all the American companies to have to build in America. All these visas are your employees. So not only
you know how expensive things will get? It'll be out of control.
No, because the migrants don't have they don't get the $50 an hour that some lady was riffing about.
Yeah.
They get the $10 an hour for the next 20 years until they earn, and they have to pay taxes. And you could use them.
That's like slavery.
Is it? They're getting paid. Slaves don't get paid.
It's like slavery.
Slaves get whipped.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, if you'd be like, hey, this is only you're not a citizen, you can only make this much money a year
for the first 5 years.
That's slavery.
Or maybe they don't get taxed.
Do you think they should be able to join the military?
No.
To earn citizenship? No. Why not?
Because.
We've done it before.
Yeah, but we're not doing that now. There's too many.
You just grab a few of them.
Nah.
You say, hey, look, you know, you're 10,000.
No.
You have to integrate within the military system.
Nah. No? You're good. I agree with what some people are saying out there. That would be a they're not loyal to America. Those Chinese niggas that don't want to talk to us, that think that we're as bad as their own country, but a little bit better. You're gonna give them a missile?
You give them a suicide vest.
Yeah.
Gonna go attack. will detonate it whenever you disrespect.
Well, however you want to structure it, we have the workforce to rebuild the Industrial Revolution again with technology, with the space, with borders, with the science, with the numbers. And we just, and simultaneously, China's starving because they lost their biggest customer, NATO. All those countries.
China's on a downfall.
They're going down. This would like
China. In fact, that's why China's doing what they're doing now, because they know they're on a downfall.
So imagine NATO, all the other countries. We're not trading anymore. America's doing their own thing, and they're growing, and their infrastructure. Now all of a sudden you're buying your Tupperware and your shit, and it says, it doesn't say made in China, it says made in the USA.
Yeesh. And instead of it costing $199, it's gonna cost $799.
It would be an adjustment. there would be an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it can't be as bad as it is right now.
Things are bad already.
I don't know. I think that would be a great way.
Russia, China, and Britain, they like the thing with Putin, he was like, oh, you know, this is how much money we trade in rubles now, whatever the money they use now. This is what we in yen, whatever it is they use.
Wong, nigga.
We've increased the amount of money and we lessened the dollar. In my head, I'm like, you guys, regardless, you could trade with each other as much as you want with different kind of money. It doesn't matter to us. None of that stuff matters to us.
So in that mentality, does it matter what things cost? We could make the adjustments.
It's not about the cost. It's like what they use to trade amongst themselves. It's almost irrelevant. It's like you might as well just trade potatoes with each other if that's how you're going to, you know, whatever. You don't use our dollars, whatever. You know?
I guess. I just feel it would never happen. But I think that would be the best thing for America to do. Shut it down. Let's be about us completely. We have all the workers. Because, you know, American workers aren't going to be going to the factories to make shit.
Then they do it. They just want $50 an hour.
Exactly. And migrants, they don't have any rights.
Jesus Christ.
Why is that harsh?
That's horrible, right?
I don't understand. You're acting like we're stabbing them or we're whipping them.
You're treating them as second-class citizens.
Because they're not even citizens. You're right.
Yeah.
They're not even. So I want to treat them as second-class.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even want them here. Get them out.
Oh.
Just kick them out in forever.
How is that going to happen?
With a gun. Get out or you'll get shot. This is illegal. You're an illegal. You're trespassing in America territory.
We have to pay for them to be shipped out, but that's cheaper than maintaining them here.
You make them work for it.
To get out?
To get out, yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
You're talking about doing it now for $10 an hour. Why can't they do it to get out, to pay for own shipment?
To become a second class citizen that earns their first class citizenship. See that,
and I'm saying work for whatever, a year. You know, whatever the company pays. I don't care what company. You work for a slaughterhouse. They pay you $15 an hour. You get 10, we get 5. Once we save up enough money to ship you and your family back to wherever you came from, we're going to come to your house. All right, pack up your stuff. Here goes your thing. Get out of here. Next.
Now you're wildin'.
Just get them out.
If I was an iron agreement and you told me that, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Or you're trespassing illegally. What happens if you trespass my property illegally? I get to shoot you, right?
I just go somewhere else. I go to New York where they accept me.
And look in New York.
That's not a solution, bro.
You heard what's going to happen on Monday or today?
Well,
trucking companies are saying we're not delivering to New York because of what they did to Donald Trump with the lawsuit.
What? What trucking companies?
Oh, all of the thousands of
them. Because
they stand with Trump.
Because the trucker that you're picturing in your head is that guy.
What guy?
The MAGA guy. When you think about a trucker that
trucks. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, America, yeah, yeah. Who's no, but it's guy? Not just the driver. It's the company calling the driver saying, do not drop it off to New York. We got nothing for New York.
I'm pretty sure it's because the drivers were like, yo, you better be on our side.
I watched videos of some of the drivers. Like, I don't even like Trump, but this is my job. And I can't even go to New York now. Now I gotta go to Jersey or whatever.
We're gonna starve.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're like, you need to stock up. A lot of truck drivers are saying.
Oh my gosh. Another. I gotta go to Costco's.
I'm thinking about going to. I was just taking my wife right now. She's like, I gotta go shopping. I'm like, I'm gonna tell her, make sure you stock up real good.
Well, I just got toilet paper and that lasts me almost a year.
Wow. All right, I gotta go. Get out there, buy, support America.
Make sure it says, nigga, make sure it says made in America, because you're not supporting America.
Good luck finding something that says made in America on it.
Buy a bunch of flags. Wait, those are made in China too.
They're going to see toilet paper and they're like, one is like $10 more. And they're like, I'm going to go for the cheaper one.
How much toilet paper do you buy a year, would you say?
Maybe like every 3 months I buy the big thing.
The Scots.
Yeah. For Costco, the big ass one.
Every 3 months.
About every 3 months.
That makes sense, because you got like how many niggas? Five?
Yeah. Six.
Six. That makes total sense. You see how mine lasts the whole year?
Yeah.
It's only one butt and every other weekend butt.
Yeah, yeah.
The basement. Wipe your ass.
Where I gotta get out of here. My wife is like, where are ya?
Yo, what up everybody? If you like what you saw, please click on some of the video links on the side and please support our channel by liking, subscribing, and leave a little comment and maybe we'll respond back to you and hopefully you'll be a guest on our next episode. Young girl from PA. With family living in the lower deck. I won't say names, but I was lame and I was spewing disrespect. Turn to God to disaffect. That's worth to Trump. Now let's inspect to interject on what the youngest spitting. I'm spitting for where the sacred texts are given. Where the-